New Mexico is known for a lot of things: green chilies, the world's largest hot air balloon festival, and its stunning desert landscapes. But it's also a global center of flamenco, the passionate dance, song, and music of the Roma people of southern Spain. As our old friend John Burnett reports, the epicenter of flamenco in the United States is Albuquerque.
Later this month, Albuquerque is hosting a world-famous flamenco festival. The University of New Mexico offers the only dance degrees with an emphasis in flamenco, and the National Institute of Flamenco is home to a conservatory and a world-class repertory dance company. An instructor is showing a studio full of kids the classic percussive footwork. The popularity of flamenco has exploded in the last four decades. You can find it from Tokyo to Israel to Toronto, throughout Latin America, in Miami, New York, and San Francisco. What's different about flamenco in Nuevo Mexico is that it's homegrown, which makes sense. New Mexico traces its Hispanic identity to the arrival of Spanish settlers 400 plus years ago.
There's other people who want to do and replicate flamenco exactly the way it's been done in Spain. Here in New Mexico, it's got to sound like us.
Vicente Griego is a celebrated flamenco singer from northern New Mexico.
But what makes us really special here and what keeps us honest is that we have our own history. We've had our own celebration and liberation.
That's Griego singing the deep song of flamenco with Hijastros, the American Flamenco Repertory Company. It's part of the National Institute of Flamenco, founded 43 years ago by Eva Encinas, the Grand Dame of Flamenco in Albuquerque.
Even though we present all of this very, very high-end flamenco, the rationale behind that is to inspire and cultivate young people.
Outreach is a huge part of their mission. Between Eva and her children, Joaquin and Marisol, they've taught thousands of flamenco students at the Institute and at UNM.
We all started as children, and we know the impact that flamenco had on us as young people.
To that end, the Institute sends teachers into New Mexico public schools.
And so we're going to clap along to the music. The music is in 4-4 time, which means that we count 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sarah Ward, a Canadian who became enthralled with flamenco and now teaches it, is leading a class of fourth graders at the Taos Integrated School of the Arts. 15 kids stomp their sneakers to the count.
And then we had another rhythm. 2 and 3, 4. 2 and 3, 4. Yeah!
Ward says New Mexico is the best place to learn flamenco outside of Spain.
It has such a rich cultural heritage here. We have grown it in the earth here as well, and so it's very much part of the New Mexican experience.
One of the bright-eyed students is Cyprus Musialowski, 10 years old. The interviewer is journalist Monica Ortiz Uribe.
I feel an opportunity to let out anger. I really like stomping my feet, but I also feel like I can just flow and be me.
What does it feel like when you're dancing and you release that anger?
It feels great. I love it. Because in class, I can't just stomp my feet around because I'll get in trouble.
Flamenco has been called performed aggression. The pounding wooden heels, the feral singing, the Baroque guitar work. The Spanish poet Federico García Lorca defined duende, the spirit of flamenco, as tragedy-inspired ecstasy.
I think what really distinguishes flamenco is the grittiness of it.
Evelyn Mendoza is the 27-year-old education manager at the Flamenco Institute. While she has a degree in contemporary dance from UNM, it was flamenco that captured her soul.
I mean, you sweat your heart, soul, tears, blood, and everything into any dance form that you do, but flamenco is so different because it's fierce.
The fierceness, poetry, and passion of flamenco will be celebrated at Festival Flamenco Albuquerque, June 20 to 28. This year, 14 of the world's best flamenco companies will perform in Albuquerque at what's called the most celebrated flamenco festival outside of Spain. Naturally, it's in New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm John Burnett in Albuquerque.